Hey, welcome to the podcast, Light Seeking with Jen. This is Jen Smith, and today we are going to discuss how to know when something needs to end, a routine or pattern in your life, and how to recognize when you need to begin something new. Because this may seem like all in the same energy, right? Like, oh, I need to end this. But truly, endings and beginnings should be separate. You need to honor the ending, recognize what the blessing or the lesson was, and then allow it to release itself from you, allow yourself to release it from your energetic makeup, and then decide, what am I going to replace this with? What do I start new with? Could be anything. We could be talking about a routine. We could be talking about, say, fitness. We could be talking about eating habits. We could be talking about how you spend your time, cycles of behavior, like you go to bed too late. So now you say, hey, I'm going to get up early. I got to go to bed earlier. So you're not going to just start getting up earlier while you're staying up later. That would be silly. So you begin by saying, I'm going to put an end to going to bed so late so that I can ease myself back into getting up earlier. So probably the normal person would go to bed earlier for a few days and then start slowly instituting an earlier waking time. Just like you would ease into really any activity or if it was a physical workout routine, fitness, something like that. So you want to ease out of something by ending it and then give yourself time to digest the change and then ease into something new. Well, energetically, we all have things that we don't want to be a part of us. We all have things. If we were to sit down with ourselves, interview ourselves right now, and the question would be, what would you like to stop doing? Well, the first thing I would like to stop doing is folding socks. And the truth is, I don't really fold them very often. My husband is actually a saint and folded probably 100 pairs of socks for me over the weekend. I sorted through them and delivered everyone their socks when he was done. But truthfully, all joking aside, what are some things you would like to end? I say folding socks. I also say how I handle the laundry once I clean it. Because the delivery, the piles, and all of that for five people can get pretty overwhelming. But for you, what does that look like? What is something that you would like to end? Ask yourself. Are you eating seconds too often? Are you eating too late? Are you eating too much early and then feeling kind of sluggish? Are you eating the wrong things? Maybe you would like to end saying yes to everyone. Someone came to me recently and said, I have to stop saying no to everything I'm offered. And I said, why are you saying no? And they said, well, some things I think they're for me, but I still say no because I'm scared. But other things I know aren't for me, and I still say no because I'm confidently sure it's not for me. And I kind of giggled and I said, well, why wouldn't you act on the things you're scared about? What you're scared about are the things the universe is drawing to you. It wants you to be brave and confident and charge forward by trying something new. And my client said to me, I guess because my reflex is always to say no. So for her, she knows that what she needs to stop doing is saying no. And she needs to begin really questioning instead of giving an immediate reaction or an immediate answer. Say, hey, let me get back to you on that. She's trained herself to automatically say no to everything because she has said no to everything. So maybe ask yourself, what are you cyclically agreeing to that you don't really want to agree to? Do you need to pull back and go, God, I never even wanted to do this, but I keep just saying yes? Or is there something that you keep saying no to that you should be saying yes to? It's very strange human finicky behavior is what I like to call it. But we get accustomed to just saying no or just saying yes. We don't know any different. I think this time in between new moon and full moon, every month or every cycle of the new, every moon cycle, we have this interim period between the new and the full moon. And what this exposes to us is it begins to divulge the things that possibly are not fulfilling to us as we lead up to full moons. And as this happens, I think this is a great time to start this practice. And I learned this from my husband in his many years of corporate, the corporate world, executive management training, right? And I've started to adopt this into my own habits. What do you want to stop? What do you want to start? And what would you like to continue? I don't know who wrote this management book, but I feel like energetically, it is such a spot on theory in between moon cycle. Like from the new moon to the full moon, it is an excellent, excellent way to journal, to reflect, and to capture what it is you're working towards. And are you really on point to achieving your goals? Because if my goal is that I want to do less worrying about my to-do list, what do I want to stop? I want to stop worrying. My goal is to worry less. What do I want to start? I want to start intentioning my energy and my time so that it is well spent throughout the day, throughout the week, and that I am successful in achieving my to-do list items, but also that my time was well spent and afforded to everyone who needed it, including myself. And what would I like to continue? I would like to continue to be a good planner, but I would like to continue to be more intentional. We are working on a daily intention reminder in my Patreon group. We have been doing this for approximately 3 or 4 weeks now, where I send a daily reminder to everyone. Hey, don't forget your intention today. Daily reminder to start your intention, or a inspiring message of why setting a daily intention is so important. And this kind of loops back into the stop, start, continue theory. With if you are stating today, if today, let's hypothetically say, is your payday, right? Today is payday. Are you just going to run to the store and go buy a bunch of stuff because you got paid like it's a free for all? Or are you going to sit down and go, okay, this is what I'm allotting for this. This is what I'm allotting for that. This is what I'm allotting for this other thing. My money is well intended that I am going to be spending it in this way, right? So you're being intentional with your money. It's also called budgeting, but intentional. So what if you are saying, I want to be intentional today about my time. Time is a big thing for me. I never feel like I have enough of it. So today I'm going to say my work is going to be done before my kids wake up. And then I can focus on homeschooling without fear that I didn't get my work done. I would also like to set an intention today that I make a plan for exactly what I need to accomplish for the rest of the week. Instead of just waking up and being like, oh boy, what is life going to serve me? Because when we go about life in the without any plans, without any intention, that is exactly what we're doing. We're entering other people's karma. We're just becoming a product of the environment we put ourselves into. Without stating, I need this today. This is what I'm focusing on today. I know a client and she cleans houses and she has been doing this for like 6 or 7 years, and she's very good at it, and she doesn't overwork herself because she said in the beginning she took any cleaning jobs that she could get just to be successful and have enough. She had a money goal that she was trying to reach. And as the time went on, she realized the physical essence of the cleaning, she could not, I just can't sustain this weeks on end. So what she started doing was scaling back the jobs that took too long, the jobs that kept her tied up with clients that wanted her to do extras. And now she only takes jobs that fit her, what are aligned with what she desires, that aren't too physically overwhelming. So what she does is, instead of setting her intention about money, now she says, I only want to work part-time hours for full-time pay. And it sounds like a big leap of faith that you would say that. But what she found when she started setting that intention was how easy the universe responded by giving her part-time hours with full-time pay. And I think she started with like 30 hours a week. And so I've known her 5 or 6 years. So now at this point in time, she's been cleaning for about that whole time. And I just talked to her last week and she said, do you want to know, remember when we talked and I told you I was only going to work 30 hours a week for, you know, 40 or 50 hours worth of pay? I said, yes, absolutely. I'll never forget that. And she said to me, guess what? I've actually manifested that I only work 20 hours a week now. I've only been working 20 hours a week for the past year. And I was like, wow. And she goes, and I'm making more money. And I was like, that's awesome. Because she begins her week with the idea that this is the amount of time I'm going to allow how I make money to be the main point, focal point of my life, but I have all these other aspects of my life that I need to live, and they're just as important to me as how I make money. I think we all could adopt that common idea, right? But also what she said was, me advising her and showing her that concept of start, stop, and continue, she started to say, I want to stop cleaning for people that have multiple stories that want me to carry big things up and down the stairs, like deliver laundry or move laundry or move carpet cleaners or vacuum cleaners. And I realized it was such a waste of my time. I want to begin to clean for people who are intentional about me cleaning for them, meaning they don't ask me to do silly things, whereas other people want me to do everything for them. I want to clean for a client who really cares about their environment. That would be her start concept. And her continue was, I want to continue to work less hours for maximum pay, which I think is genius. And again, I'll loop this right back to this interim time between new moon and full moon. We begin the moon cycle by setting the seeds of desire and intention for what we're going to accomplish in 28 and a half days. That's the entire moon cycle. When we get to the full moon, we're at the halfway point of the cycle, to which we say to the universe, well, I set out on this goal that I wanted to do X, Y, and Z on the new moon, and it doesn't look like I've really made much headway. So what can I stop doing that will help me make my goal a reality in the next 3 weeks? What can I start doing that will help bring that goal to fruition in the next 3 weeks? And what has been a positive thing that I can continue doing for the next 3 weeks that will assist me? And maybe all of us should just jot this theory concept down in our calendars for the week after the new moon and a week after the full moon, because those are excellent times to adopt this concept. If we're not checking in with ourselves energetically about how we're working on our goals and how we're taking action, we're losing out. We're losing out on a lot of energy. We're losing out on a lot of time, and we're missing out on a manifestation. So with that, I want to just leave you with this. During the next week, we are each going to be brought ideas or harsh realities in ways that we need to change or shift our lives. We can have some big endings coming up as this lunar eclipse full moon comes closer and closer. This energy is for endings. This energy is for karmic goodbyes. This energy is for cycles that are coming to a close. And some of us might feel sad over this, but most of us should just be celebrating that we're beginning something new. It's hard to realize that. It's hard to realize that we should be celebrating the ending. But some of you know what I mean, because we each have things in our lives that say, I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be doing in this cycle anymore. I've had periods of my life where I have celebrated endings of things many times. I've celebrated endings of my older son. He has a lifelong health condition, and we've spent a lot of time in and out of hospitals or medical doctors, and I've celebrated every time we've passed a hurdle in maybe a procedure or something that he's had done at a hospital. That's a celebratory time for me. I've celebrated times when I have ended my transformation program, which is about 8 to 12 weeks with some clients, because it can be a lot of energy work. I've celebrated every single time my husband and my family and I have moved, because we all know moving is difficult and a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of organizational skills to make it successful. I have celebrated numerous times when I fulfilled a goal that was really hard to fulfill because it took a lot of tenacity. So ask yourself, what would you like to celebrate the ending of? Bless it and move on. But also make sure you're checking in and asking, what do I need to stop or let go of? What do I need to start doing in its place? And what do I need to continue that is ushering in that and helping me usher in that new energy for the best manifestation possible at the end of this moon cycle? If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, I am still taking clients for my 8 to 12 week transformation program. You can send me an email at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com to sign up for that. You can join us on Patreon, which is my monthly membership group, and be a part of that. Or you can just reach out if you'd like to get a reading or a session with me. Thanks for checking out my podcast today, and I hope you have a great week ahead.